Well, it's the bluegrass history part of the DGBX experience today, and I always like to give a little lecture along with the show, just so there's some kind of educational content. It's not just pure blissed out entertainment. But, you know, bluegrass is an amazing style of music. Of course, if you asked 100 different people what they thought bluegrass is, you probably get about 99 different answers. But, you know, it started out, well, where does something start? But the earliest recordings of country music were made in the 1920s of American, what you'd call country music, folk music. Largely started out people making music in their houses that they learned from their parents and their parents' parents, and just passed down, just like the McCurry family. Just met G.C. McCurry, the eldest brother, and he was the first to sing and play, and he taught Del, and Del taught Jerry, and Robbie and Ronnie, are carrying on a family tradition. And back in the 20s, you know, there were hardly any roads throughout the rural South. And so one family that lived 10 miles up the road, they'd have an entirely different style of music. In any case, around 1927, a young entrepreneur named Ralph Peer, who was working in a Kansas City railway station, noticed that small record companies were starting to record this kind of rural music, but the big labels like RCA, Victor, they were still recording opera and classical music. So he got the brilliant idea to record this country music for a major label. And he held 3 days of historic recording sessions in a hotel in Bristol, Virginia. And people traveled there from many miles all through the tri-state area, including the Carter family, A.P. Carter and his wife Sarah and her cousin Maybell. And A.P. was a song collector. He would travel for miles on foot, and he took a man named Leslie Riddle with him, a black man who was like a human tape recorder. And they'd visit people, and Leslie Riddle would remember the melodies, and A.P. would write down the words. Anyhow, in the 20s and 30s, they made about 600 sides for various labels, and they laid kind of the cornerstone for a lot of American folk music, and a lot of bluegrass is rooted in the Carter family. So we'd like to do one of their great tunes called The Gold Watch and Chain.